Our government, FBI, whoever, knows just what you told us today. The leading out from Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols, the other players and the mystery players, and they must have had the same questions that you've had and chose A, either not to walk down that way. It was easier to have Nichols and McVeigh, and that solves the case. So somewhere in the bowels of our government, of FBI, whatever, there are these same questions there. I'm not saying there's a cover-up, but there's a shutdown.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, I mentioned John Solomon. The reason that Mr. Solomon was able to write those three articles was, if you go back, Mr. Solomon is the first reporter that broke the story about Colleen Crowley, I think her name is, or Rowley, the female agent for the FBI in Minneapolis that tried to get into Zachariah Massaoui's computer. And he also broke the story about the FBI agent in Phoenix that told headquarters that he noticed that there were Arabs, Muslims, that were taking flying lessons, and he thought that was an anomaly, and they were ignored by headquarters. Mr. Solomon broke that story, and he told me later that as a result of that, he had developed friends within the FBI, and that he had been told that he should make a further examination of the Oklahoma City bombing, that the full story had not come out. So he began to make FOIA requests, and he got some things officially and unofficially over the transom or under the door, however you want to put it. And he developed these stories that raise these questions for the first time. So I think that there are some people that know. But the FBI and the Department of Justice, well, the Department of Justice is a prosecuting agency. Their job was to prosecute. If they couldn't get enough evidence, then they didn't have the ability to indict, much less convict. And I think it was a failure of evidence. Did they obscure the truth from me and ultimately the American people? I believe that they did. But that's not the first time that's happened. What our government knew about the attack on the USS Liberty by the Israeli Air Force in the Six-Day War managed to escape revelation for 30 years. And there are other incidents where we know that for whatever reason, political leaders or bureaucrats bury inconvenient facts. And I think in the Oklahoma City bombing case, the FBI got incredibly lucky the first 72 hours, hence the arrest of McVeigh and Nichols, and attention on the 40 years. But they couldn't make it go anywhere after that. Suspicion is not the same thing as conviction. I don't have enough evidence. I only know that there's a lot of evidence that has not yet been developed. And I don't think everyone involved has been brought to justice.
Think the story will ever come out?
I'll wait and see what Roger Charles writes. Roger Charles is an amazing investigative reporter. I wouldn't be surprised if Roger doesn't increase public knowledge.
How much did the government pay to defend Timothy McVeigh?
I think ultimately about $20 million. I think the figure may be 18.9, something like that.
When you were handed the case by Susan Otto and John Coyle, who had the case early for a short time.
Yes.
Susan said, when you know everything I know, and you will soon enough, you will never think of the United States of America again in the same way. Is that true?
Yes. Susan's she's a very good lawyer.
So tell us then how you think of the United States now looking back.
I think that the United States of America is a great country with great democratic institutions. But I think the concept of American exceptionalism is a myth. We are not always right. And we will do things that we shouldn't. And we will hide. We will cover up. And we will engage in unseemly activities. And I believe, personally, that the conduct of the FBI at the assault on the Branch Davidians, at best, was manslaughter, and at worst was murder. The Branch Davidians that survived were charged with murder of federal law enforcement agents. They stood trial. Every one of them was acquitted of murder. Juries sometimes see things that other people don't see. The judge watches the jury. The government watches the jury. The jury watches them. The final story has not yet been written.